And as you know, this is the month of Ramadan, and I'm sharing the history, philosophy, and many stories of Islam. And today also, continuing in this series, I'm going to narrate some stories from the Quran. And these stories are, I'm taking them from the literal translation of what you'll find in Tafsir al-Quran al-Azim, which was written by the 14th century scholar and historian Ibn Kathir. So bear with me for the next few days. I hope you'll have a good time and you'll enjoy these stories. So today, the story that I'm going to discuss first is the story of Ezra or Uzair, Ezra and his donkey. That's the story, Ezra and his donkey. And if you see the Quran, it appears in the chapter 2, verse 259, and you'll see how that appears there. So let me narrate the story. Ezra was a saint and a wise man. He went out one day to his own farm, which was his custom. Around noon, he came to a deserted, ruined place, and he felt the heat. He entered the ruined town, Sairabad, and dismounted his donkey, taking figs and grapes in his basket. He went under the shade of the Khaiba tree and ate his food. Then he got up to look at what remained of the ruins. The people had long been lost, and he saw bones which made him exclaim, "Oh, how will Allah ever bring it to life after its death?" So this particular sentence, you will find that in the particular verse of the Quran. So he said this not out of doubt, but out of curiosity. And immediately, God sent the angel of death to take his life. He remained there dead for 100 years. Then after 100 years, they had passed, there had been a changes in the Israelite affairs. And God sent an angel upon Ezra to revive his heart and his eyes in order for him to feel and see how the Almighty has revived the dead. And now the angel asks him, "For how long did you sleep?" And he replies, "A day maybe, or a part of a day." Now he said this because he knew he had slept early in the afternoon and probably woke up late in the afternoon or evening. The angel said, "You remained asleep for 100 years." This shocked Ezra, and he glanced at his donkey, who was resting beside him. Lo, there were only bones left. The angel then revived his donkey. And as the Almighty recounted, again quoting it from the Quranic verse, "And look at your donkey. Thus we have made of you a sign for the people. Look at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh." When this was clearly shown to him, he said, "I know now that Allah is able to do all things." Then he rode on his donkey and entered his native place. But the people did not recognize him, nor did his household, except the maid. Now she was an old woman. He asked her, "Is this the house of Ezra?" And she said, "Yes, but the people have long forgotten Ezra." So he said, "I am Ezra. Allah had taken my life for 100 years and has now returned it to me." To which she said, "Ezra used to be answered when he prayed to Allah, 'Pray to cure me of my blindness if you are Ezra.' He prayed for her and massaged her eyes and took her by the hand. 'Get up by the power of Allah,' he said, and lo, the crippled woman stood up and walked. She opened her eyes and saw. Her blindness was gone. She said, I bear witness that you are Ezra. She rushed to the assembly of the Israelites. Ezra's son was 118 years old, and his children's children were now lords of the assembly. She called out to them, saying, This is Ezra. They accused her of lying. She said, I'm your old maid. He has just prayed to Allah for me, and here I am, whole again, walking and seeing. The people stood up and looked at him. His son said, My father had a mark between his shoulders, a black mole, and they discovered it. They said, None among us memorized the Torah since Nebuchadnezzar burned it, except Ezra. And there was only one copy of the Torah, which was hidden by Saruha. He buried it in the days of Nebuchadnezzar in a place none but Ezra knows. Ezra led the people to the hidden place and took out that copy of the Torah. Its leaves had rotted and the book itself crumpled. Ezra sat under the shade of a tree surrounded by the children of Israel and copied out the Torah for them from that script. The Israelites were elated to get their copy of Torah back. And as the Almighty declared in the verse, We have made of you a sign for the people. Now that is for the Israelites. In that he was sitting among his children, the old men, and he a youth. He died as a 40-year-old man, and God resurrected him at the same age on the day of his death.